This week in West Virginia history, legendary fiddler Blind Ed Haley died in Ashland, Kentucky on February 4, 1951. The Logan County native never made any commercial recordings during his lifetime because he feared that record companies would cheat a blind musician. However, just by playing on street corners, courthouse squares, and other public places, he became one of the most influential fiddlers of his day. Fiddle great Clark Kessinger considered him the best he'd ever heard. For years after Haley's death, stories circulated about the fiddler's remarkable talent. Without recordings, though, music enthusiasts were left to their imaginations. But it turned out that Haley's son had saved some home recordings. The Library of Congress made copies of these, which became the basis for two albums from Rounder Records. Here's a clip of Haley playing Humphrey's Jig. Blind Ed Haley's influence is still apparent in the styles of some of today's best fiddlers. For more information on Blind Ed Haley, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.